let's give advice to young people here. What would you say? Young people are listening. They either want to be in broadcast, but they cannot be in the kind of radio that you and I were in. That will never happen today, I don't believe. Maybe some rock station would be the same. Or any other profession. What kind of advice do you give to them?
John, I honestly don't know, because I'm going to tell you a sad story about a friend of mine who is the son of my Lafayette boss when I went there in 80. Young Tom Mitchell loved radio. He'd been around all his life. His dad was a disc jockey and then manager of our station, all this. They had sold our group, bought another, and Tom went on and did their nighttime love song show. Now, here's this hip 22-year-old guy, good-looking, good pipes, and doing love songs. And all his friends said, St. George, we hate that hillbilly music you play, but I would go, you play that wimpy music. Why don't you play some Zeppelin, some Black Sabbath? So he goes to the album station in Baton Rouge, becomes their afternoon drive guy, works from there up to Clear Channel's station in Austin, their top 40. They like him so well there, John, they take him out to their station in Los Angeles, which was what they called at the time alternative rock. And he's there about 3 months, and it comes the end of the year, and the annual Clear Channel Radio annihilation of staff to keep bonuses for management. And after all this time working himself all the way up to all these really great stations and great shifts, he's out of work. He now works as an extra in movies down around Louisiana. So I don't know that I would advise anybody anything.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Which is a shame, because, I mean, for guys like you and me, we had a dream, and it came true for us.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of others that did. I know some. I knew a couple of guys I worked with, and it broke my heart that they just never could quite catch the spark that I was lucky enough to. And I thought both of them were at least as good as, if not better than I. But that's the way the listener heard it. And thankfully for me.
I like that phrase. That's the way the listener heard it. That's good. So I ask my people that I interview, how would you like to be remembered? How would you like to be remembered, Scooter?
I would like to be remembered, John, as somebody that left them feeling so good about the overall time we spent together that they would forget the real clunkers I laid and some honestly real bad stuff that I played and did for them that, looking back now in retrospect, it seemed so cool at the time, but I'm frankly ashamed that I did it when I did it. I would hope that despite of all that, that people would generally have the kind of opinion of me that at least some of them show signs of having.
Yeah, well, I'm quite certain that's the case. I, of course, had heard your name a long time ago. The only sad thing about this is we're not doing this in person, because I would like to have met you in person. But I thank you very much for giving us time like this, and for both of us to reminisce as old radio guys now.
Hey, you're right.
Right. Yeah, we are old radio guys, and so thank you, Scooter.
We're old radio guys and old radio guys.
Right, exactly right. So thank you, Scooter. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, sir. Have a great summer, and God bless you.
And God bless you, too. I appreciate it. Bye.
Bye-bye.